More than 500 placard-carrying members of Women of Zimbabwe Arise or Woza today staged a peaceful demonstration outside Parliament, protesting against President Mugabe's utterances at the end of a special SADC summit on industrialization, where he said Kalangas were very notorious in South Africa and were known to be crooks because they are not educated enough to get decent jobs. Some of the placards read, and I quote, "No to tribal discrimination, Mugabe must apologize." Woza coordinator Jenny Williams said Mr. Mugabe's remarks were demeaning to the Kalanga people and likened it to the Gukurahundi massacres of the 1980s, where more than 20,000 people were allegedly killed by his North Korean-trained 5th Brigade.
"We will carry on making them fulfill their full mandate, but they should understand this is a human rights issue. And this language of the president saying Kalanga people are criminals is inciting violence. Tomorrow, someone, a Kalanga person, even a Shona person, could be beaten and killed in South Africa. And who will be to blame? The president, who has now added more insult to injury."
One of the demonstrators, Rudoma Tivenga, said Mr. Mugabe's remarks were not fair to the Kalanga people, and as a result, the president should make a national apology.
"We wanted to show the nation that we fight for human rights. Though here in Harare we are Shona, but we have got a heart for our Kalanga people, because what was done to them was not fair."
After only a few minutes of the protest, heavily armed police officers pounced on the protesters and assaulted them. In the process, Williams and another Woza activist, Tambudzai Manangazira, were taken for questioning by police officers manning the parliament building. They, together with four journalists, were held for some time before they were released without any charge. Later, Williams condemned the force that was used by the police to crush the protests.
"You know, violence is something that we have been used to in our independent Zimbabwe. It's from a culture of violence. We are used to it."
After the police broke the protest, the protesters later regrouped and submitted a copy of their petition to the Human Rights Commission. The Woza petition, submitted to both Parliament and the Human Rights Commission, urged Mr. Mugabe to unequivocally retract his statement denigrating the Kalanga people. The activists urged the president to use his position as chairperson of both SADC and the African Union to promote unity of the African people. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.